It took 5 requests and a subpoena to get Todd Park to appear before the House Science, Space, and Technology Subcommittee on Oversight. But today's hearing on the security of the healthcare.gov website failed to shine a lot of a brighter light on the former federal chief technology officer's involvement and what he knew and when leading up to the October 2013 launch. Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller covered the hearing and is here to talk about it. Why is there still confusion about the White House's oversight and specifically his role about the rollout of healthcare.gov?
I think there's two different perspectives emerging after more than a year of what many people called a debacle of a rollout. On one side, one side says Park was deeply involved and played a major role in the oversight on the Affordable Care Act portal. The other side says, yes, he was part of the oversight team, but really from a 50,000-foot level and really only dove into the weeds on occasion and had any real power to change the direction of this failed launch. Listen to this exchange between Congressman Paul Brown, the subcommittee chairman, and Park. It really shows the ambiguity of the situation.
From the highlighted sections of one of your subpoenaed emails dated June 26, 2013, sent to Marilyn Tavener, Michelle Snyder, and Henry Chow, about, quote, a deep dive session with Henry Chow. Specifically, you wrote, quote, Marilyn, I'm also going to visit with Henry and team for one of our evening deep dive sessions to get up to speed on the latest status of IT and testing. There's no substitute for an evening deep dive. Mr. Park, please explain to me how you define deep, detailed knowledge, and then contrast that with a deep dive experience with Mr. Chow in that last several hours.
In my private sector experience, when you have really deep, detailed, comprehensive knowledge of a project, that comes from being the project manager. That comes from being the person who's in charge of running things. You know what's going on. You know each axis of what's going on an ongoing basis. And that's the role I've served in my private sector life on a variety of projects, but that was not the role I was serving on the federally facilitated marketplace. That was CMS's responsibility. What's happening here is that on a few occasions, I spent time with the folks who were actually running the project and asked a series of questions and got information. But that level of knowledge pales in comparison to the really deep, detailed, comprehensive knowledge that you would have as the project manager running the thing on an ongoing basis.
Now, this was one of several emails the committee highlighted from Park and others from that he sent to others, including the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services or the Department of Health and Human Services, talking about these detailed briefings or talking about cybersecurity challenges. But for each email lawmakers highlighted, Park responded with a reason or an explanation about his participation. In fact, Francis, there's really no smoking gun, if you will, that put Park in a situation that he couldn't explain.
He had answers for all of this. I watched part of this today, and I saw the back and forth. He said, she said almost. Why this disagreement? What is the deal with that?
Well, it's both sides of the aisle, if you will, released the report. The Republicans said, listen, look at this report. This is the damning evidence.
Right.
The Democrats released a report saying, no, Park's influence was only as an advisor. So as you said, both sides are really kind of piling on the evidence. But I think the hearing shows a few things. Park did play a bigger role than he first talked about back in November 2013 when he had a hearing along with former federal CIO Stephen Van Roeckel and current HHS CIO Frank Bateman, how all three of them testified about our minor roles in the healthcare.gov rollout, the program oversight. But what we do know about these emails is that Park briefed the president and other senior White House officials at least twice, participated in multiple meetings, reviewed results of what they call red teams, which looked at the system or looked at the program and came up with problems. And it also was part of a report by McKinsey & Company highlighting the risks and possible ways to address those risks. Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson, a Republican, particularly presses Park about his role.
Mr. Park, there you are being disingenuous again. You are the nation's CTO, appointed by the president to ensure the safety and security of our networks. You can't just say this was CMS's responsibility. And let me remind you that you can delegate responsibility to people that do the actual coding, to project managers and program managers, but you can't delegate accountability.
So again,
and you were responsible. You were accountable to the president, to the American people. Now, you've testified this morning that you briefed the president several times. Did you ever once tell the president that you had concerns about the security of the system as in your role as chief technical officer?
So again, go back to, co-chair? I think, a fundamental misunderstanding. In my role as US CTO, I haven't been, cybersecurity operations hasn't been a focus.
But it was as co-chair of the steering committee. It was clearly in the charter. The co-chair of the steering committee, you did have that responsibility.
I was co-chair on one of three co-chairs on a committee organized by OMB. And there was their privacy and security subgroup, as you have mentioned. But that was staffed and led by agency personnel and was really self-propelled and driven by them. The point of us as co-chairs was to provide a neutral venue where agencies could get together to do that work.
Now, Democratic members of the committee didn't leave Park out to dry. California Congressman Eric Swalwell came to Park's defense.
I reviewed a minority staff report, which I asked be made part of the record, built on a complete review of the documents produced by the White House. The staff makes a very strong argument, supported by White House documents, that Mr. Park did not have a deep, direct, or intimate involvement in any of the work of developing the online marketplace launched on October 1st, 2013, or the cybersecurity standards and techniques used for the site. If he was playing such a role, there should be monthly progress reports from contractors that show progress against deliverables and requirements, costs of work, a critical path analysis that identifies where problems threaten a successful launch, and a discussion of the integration process for the site across an army of contractors on the project. None of these documents have been produced because Mr. Park was not the day-to-day manager on the project, nor are there any kind of documents that any of the contractors produce doing the actual work could possess, which would result or include a discussion of code, performance, and testing results. Those documents can be found at CMS, which managed this complex acquisition among the contractors. I believe that Mr. Park's job was about trying to push technology, and the record and evidence supports that.
Now, Swalwell says the hearing was more like a trial, and those allegations against Park made by mainly the majority could actually place him in legal jeopardy. Now, as for Park, he tried time and again to explain his role. Question after question, Park came back to a simple premise.
My role as US CTO was not to oversee the internal federal IT budget and operations. However, given my background at HHS and as a health IT entrepreneur, I was asked to provide assistance to CMS, which was the agency in charge of managing the development of the new healthcare.gov, including the federally facilitated marketplace for health insurance. I provided assistance to CMS in a few different capacities. For example, I served as one of three co-chairs of an interagency steering committee organized by the Office of Management and Budget, and which focused on providing a neutral venue in which agencies like CMS, IRS, SSA, and others could work through interagency items, primarily in support of the Data Services Hub, which ended up going live quite successfully. I assisted with a red team exercise in early 2013 that helped identify actions to improve project execution, as well as some associated follow-on work that summer. From time to time, I helped connect people to each other, served as a spokesperson of sorts, and provide help on particular questions. However, to properly calibrate your expectations of my knowledge of CMS's initial development of the new healthcare.gov and the federally facilitated marketplace, I was not a project manager who was managing and executing the day-in and day-out operational work of building the new healthcare.gov and the federally facilitated marketplace. This was the responsibility of CMS. I didn't have the kind of comprehensive, deep, detailed knowledge of the effort that a hands-on project manager would have, and which I have had about other projects in my private sector work.
Now, Park also reiterated several times during the hearing, which was supposed to be really focusing on healthcare.gov cybersecurity, that he is not a cybersecurity expert, he never claimed to be one, and really he relied on CMS and other experts to inform him on the system's cyber status. Again, this was another point of contention throughout the hearing. Even though the focus was supposed to be really on the healthcare.gov cyber, it went off in all directions about his role, and every time they came back to cyber, he kind of came back and said, it's not my expertise. Mm-hmm. I understand it, but it's not my expertise.
Do we know why it took him five times in a subpoena to get him up there? And why just him? Why didn't we hear from some of these other folks at this hearing that you referenced earlier, where Steve Van Roekel and Mr. Bateman and I believe Henry Chow from CMS was there, and they all, when Congressman Issa looked at him and said, who was in charge of this? Where does the buck stop? They all kind of just looked at each other.
Yeah, that hearing was was about over a year ago, mm-hmm. and ever since then, they have been trying to get him to basically come up to the Hill. Why it took so long, it's not clear. Why didn't the White House respond? There was some inference in there in the hearing about executive privilege, but the committee did not buy it. And why didn't, you know, Mr. Van Roekel come up and only came up, you know, a couple, you know, that one in back in November. In fact, during this hearing today, his name only came up once, and it was during an email exchange where the congressman highlighted the fact is that Mr. Van Roekel wrote an email to Park saying, hey, I have some concerns about your close relationship with CMS, and Mr. Van Roekel feeling kind of out of sync with the program. So it's interesting. That's the only place that came up during this whole conversation.
Hmm.
Now, otherwise, really, the hearing really just focused on Park's role. But the fact it took so long for him to show up frustrated the majority members of the committee. Again, Subcommittee Chairman Brown.
Mr. Park, I find your and the White House lack of transparency intolerable and an obstruction to this committee's efforts to conduct oversight. It took a subpoena to get you here, sir. It took another subpoena to compel your documents from the White House. But even with that, we have yet to receive all of your documents in compliance with our subpoena issued on September the 19th, exactly 2 months ago. As a gesture of good faith, committee staff have engaged in multiple in-camera reviews with White House lawyers. Yet there are still documents being withheld from the committee without a claim of a legally recognized privilege. That begs the question, what are you hiding, Mr. Park? I have some theories about the answer to that question. Perhaps it is that you knew there were serious problems with healthcare.gov prior to the launch, but you did not convey them on up the chain in your briefings with the president. Or perhaps you did, and they were ignored because of this administration's relentless pursuit to launch healthcare.gov on October 1st, 2013, no matter what the consequences may be.
Now, by the way, as an aside, Francis, when it comes to the real subject of the hearing, the security of healthcare.gov portal, Democrat Congressman Scott Peters of California says CMS Administrator Marilyn Tavner actually wrote to Congressman Daryl Issa, the chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, on this just November 14th, that no person or group has maliciously accessed personally identifiable information from healthcare.gov.
Maliciously is probably the operative word there.
Yes. Now, the one finding of malware that they did find earlier in the summer was not, and this is according to the Homeland Security Department, the kind of malware that steals data. This is what Mr. Peter says. Now, Tavner also says CMS resolved the 22 technical recommendations GAO made in a September 16th audit of the site.